This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A little window of hope. I say, as somebody who is an amateur in history, I love studying history, I say, the tide is slowly changing. Slowly, but inevitably, the tide is changing. For three reasons. Firstly, social media and the proliferation of videos and cell phones and the immediate access that everybody can have to the truth. The fact that somebody can take a video of what is happening in Gaza and post it to YouTube, to Twitter, and immediately make it accessible, this is a game changer. Make no mistake about it. In the 70s, in the 80s, we couldn't do this. It was a very skewed narrative. Now, it is impossible to be blind to the injustices of Gaza if you have a heart. Now, it is impossible for anybody with a shred of humanity and an ounce of justice to think that this is a fair game between two equals. Not at all. Images and videos and interviews are available, and we must use them, retweet them, educate, and make sure the tide begins to change. So point number one, social media. And by the way, this is despite the problems that we're getting. Today, our Facebook, we had a generic post about we're going to be doing a khutbah about Palestine. Facebook complained. Somebody complained to Facebook and our post was taken down. Why? Were we calling for what? Because it said, Yasir Qadhi giving a khutbah on Palestine. Our post was taken down by Facebook because we're simply wanting to educate. But they cannot take down every post. They cannot silence every voice. That's why I'm making a call to every one of you. Stand up with wisdom. Stand up with tact and preach the truth and educate. They cannot silence millions of voices, millions of images, millions of videos. That's what we need to do. Point number one. Point number two, despite the fact that almost all Western governments, even universities, corporations, companies, Hollywood, pseudo-intellectuals, are pretty much many of them are supporting one side and completely against the Palestinian cause. Despite the fact that France, which has challenged freedom, it wants people to desecrate the Quran, it wants people to make fun of the Prophet ﷺ. France has banned protests when it comes to Palestine. Germany has banned protests when it comes to Palestine. England is thinking of criminalizing holding a Palestinian flag. Look at the irony of free speech. Where is the free speech when our Prophet ﷺ is being insulted? You told us to shut up and sit down and let us do what we want to do. When we're clamoring for human rights, all of a sudden it is illegal in England, in France. It is illegal in Germany. France is England is talking about it, and even in our own home countries, things are going back and forth. However, with all of that, I still say that never have we had so many public people and intellectuals and leaders and organizations speak on behalf of the truth. So yes, compared to the 70s and 80s, we actually have a lot more people, a lot of fair journalists, a lot of organizations preaching the truth. You cannot cover up the truth forever. And this harsh media assault by our politicians, by these right-wing organizations, frankly, it is a sign of desperation. They know they have to be super harsh, but they cannot silence millions of voices. So point number two, we actually do have people supporting us. And point number three, and one of the main points I want to make here, sisters and brothers, it's no longer the 1960s and 70s. The world has changed radically. And one of the things that it has changed in is demographics. We, as American Muslims, are no longer a very small minority. We're still a minority, but you cannot compare to how we were 40, 50 years ago. Within a decade, we American Muslims will be the second largest religion in this country. Right now, we're the third, Christianity, Judaism, then Islam. Within a decade, Muslims are going to be more than any other faith except Christianity. In Canada, in Australia, and in England, Muslims are already the second largest demographics after Christianity. In France, Muslims are definitely the second largest demographics. How then and why should any other group take charge of the narrative when the demographics is changing? Where is our voice? Where is our contribution to the public discourse? Where is our influence on our own societies and cultures? The fact of the matter, and I say this bluntly, I am a person who has said and has got me into trouble, I don't believe politics is the primary way to change ourselves. That's what I say. I could be wrong. Even if it's not the primary way, it is the secondary way. The primary way, iman. The primary way, internally. That's what I believe. I could be wrong. My personal interpretation, number one mechanism, ourselves. But number two, without a doubt, tie your camel and then trust in Allah. We have to tie our camel. We have to be involved in the media, involved in politics, involved in influencing others. And now, Muslims in all of these lands, we do have a potent force if only we came together and we actually mobilize. The sad reality, many of us live disconnected lives from our culture and lands. Many of us are apolitical. Many of us don't want to get involved, but that's not how change occurs. Why is one narrative more than the other? Because one group of people influenced it. This is not sinister. This is not cabal, Illuminati theories. This is politics. When you get involved and you campaign and you lobby and you raise funds and you influence, this is what happens. Where is our voice? Almost absent. That needs to change. And I say this as somebody who bluntly believes politics is not the primary mechanism, but is the secondary one. So sisters and brothers, one of the wisdoms of trials and tribulations is people of truth, people of courage, people of integrity, they come to the forefront. During trials, we separate the munafiq from the true person. We separate the coward from the brave person. We are currently witnessing such a trial. Our masjid has been threatened today for this khutbah. You guys don't know about this, I'm telling you. It has been threatened today. Not violence, but attack, protests and very evil things I don't want to mention here. I have been threatened. Others are being threatened. We don't have the luxury to remain silent. They are scared. They're scared because our numbers are increasing, because the truth is on our side, because they cannot cover up the truth if every one of us stands up and speaks the truth. So during these times of evil, during these times of chaos, I encourage every one of you to be brave, to educate, to put your trust in Allah, and to be a beacon of hope and a beacon of truth during these dark times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who His verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. Ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him for His the Ghafoor and the Rahman.